great fortune to have a very interesting table that we are sitting with. They're all illuminating. But
we've been so absorbed by one another that we've hardly noticed.
I've hardly noticed. I've been overwhelmed by you.
Every so often, Shane has come by and tried to inveigle his way in.
I know, but I have only eyes for you. And the next person I'm going to introduce. He has been the bane of Paul Martin's existence, so much so that whoever hears of Paul Martin anymore? Certainly not us. He has been the bane of Stephen Harper's existence, thank goodness. And yet he has managed to not only be the burr in the saddle of those leaders who do not represent great Canadians, but he has managed to bring a positive vision forward for all of us Canadians who want only the best for all working people in this country. He travels coast to coast to coast. He has brought together a caucus of the most wonderful MPs. Jack Layton. Please welcome Jack Layton.
Oh! I'm going to quote from something I wrote on my BlackBerry about a month ago, which is reprinted in type too small for those of us who have been in politics for this for 25 years or more to read, but it's in your program. Dear friends of our dear Libby Davies, here's how it started for me, it being the love affair I have with Libby, the same one you all have. Bruce York had invited me to come and speak to a group called COPE. A fundraiser was held later that day, and I got to meet Libby Davies and Bruce Erickson, a wonderful partnership in politics. And, of course, I'm blessed to have a similar kind of a partnership with Olivia Chow, who sends her best wishes to tonight, because she's now in the House of Commons as well. And from the time I met Libby, there was no turning back. Her enthusiasm, her warmth, her principled passion, and her vision and her wisdom captured me totally. I think that's an experience that you've all had as well. I want to, first of all, say thank you to somebody, really the only person in this room, I think we could say, without whom we wouldn't even be having this celebration, and I'd like you to join me in giving her a very big thank you, and that's Libby's mom, Margaret, who is right over here. I'd like Margaret to stand up. She's got her red beret on. Thank you, Margaret. One of the things you get to do in this life we have in Ottawa, which has a certain rarefied surreality to it, is you get to go and have dinner with the Governor General. So Margaret and Libby and I and Kim and Olivia had dinner with Michael Jean. And it was quite the affair, and I think you were wearing that same red beret, Margaret. And you said some rather irreverent things to Her Excellency, you know. But she seemed to appreciate it. I think there's a certain rootedness that Libby draws from her mom that we all appreciate. You know, I've got a speech that's been written out here, but I have to say that that speaking about Libby and what she has meant to me and to our caucus and to the movements that we care about is it's a very moving thing to do. Every single day in our caucus, we get to sit down and talk about how we can best advance the issues that are of concern to all of us. And Libby is our House leader. And she shepherds us through those discussions with a wisdom and a compassion and a principled rootedness that is really quite astounding. And I'm here to thank her for that, because she is always a voice for the people who don't have a voice. I mean, she reminds us that when we're in that building, and it's a very separate place from the realities of the downtown East Side, or from Jarvis and Dundas, where I've been a representative. I was elected in 1982 to Toronto City Council, the same year that Libby was elected to Vancouver City Council. And it's a similar area that we represented, actually. And when you're in that House of Commons, you're very, very far away from the people who have those daily needs that that need to be addressed and aren't being addressed, whether it's poverty, whether it's health crises, whether it's discrimination. And I think one of the things that Libby always makes sure we do in our caucus is to stay absolutely connected with the people that we represent and the issues that we have to speak about. And she's really spent her whole life focusing on how to make the world better for other people. And I think that's something to be very thankful for. You know, she probably didn't have to necessarily follow this path. She could have chosen any number of other careers and other opportunities in life, but she's chosen to speak out for people who need to have that voice, and I just am forever thankful. But let me just mention a couple of the issues that she's worked on. She is the first woman to be the House Leader of the NDP caucus. And she also had the opportunity to stand with me and our caucus in the last House and to vote in favor of equal marriage in this country. And what a privilege that was. And let me also acknowledge, while we're speaking about that issue, another of our colleagues who's here tonight, who's been in the forefront of the issue of equality in this country for so many years, and that's Sven Robinson. I'm so glad he's here tonight. And then there was the time that we had a chance to say to Paul Martin, exactly 12 months ago, you can't give another big corporate tax cut. You've got to put money into housing, into education, into environment, and into foreign aid. And Libby and I were meeting, we had a meeting, a very clandestine meeting in the Chateau Laurier in Toronto. And we walked, we were sitting in the room, and in comes Prime Minister Paul Martin and one of his MPs, and we said, we need you to take $4.6 billion away from the corporations and put it towards the needs of people, otherwise you're going down. And we said, and by the way, we're not here to negotiate. It's either you do it or you don't. And Libby was right at my side. We were a partnership in this whole process. And the result was we had the first ever NDP budget passed in this whole country, in this country's history. In fact, it was so well put together, and Libby as House Leader has to take care of the details, that not even Stephen Harper could take it apart. And that money is now flowing to our communities in the way that it should. But she also, she moves out to the edge on issues. She tries to help us think through where we should go into the future. And for instance, in our society, we have a lot of a propensity to victimize people. We've been discussing this whole issue in our caucus, and Libby is reminding us that it's very important to start to think about issues like the sex trade, and instead of criminalizing people who are in it, start to understand the life that they lead, and to realize that criminalizing that kind of activity is not the way to go, or people who are dealing with drugs, that criminalizing drug use is not the way to go. And in that sense, Libby's on the leading edge of a lot of these issues. When you think back to things like the needle exchange and some of these other initiatives here in the city, Libby's had a certain degree, I would say an enormous degree of courage, because the issues that she takes on aren't always popular. People come to understand them later, but at first sometimes there's quite a risk. But what I want to appreciate here tonight is that the people in Libby's community have always stuck with her every step of the way. And I think there's something special about the relationship that Libby has with the people of this riding and of this community that says a lot. I think if I were to boil it down to one word, it would be respect. I think Libby has an enormous respect for the people that she represents. She thinks about them all the time. When she speaks, she's speaking for them. And I think that in return, her constituents have an enormous amount of respect for her. And I think that after 25 years, it's pretty remarkable to be able to say that that respect is still just as strong as it was on the very first time that she was elected. So Libby, on behalf of the caucus, on behalf of 100,000 New Democrats across the country, on behalf of 2.5 million people who voted New Democrat, although I didn't get to consult with each of them before I came here, I'm sure they will agree with me. We are so glad that you're in the House of Commons, and we celebrate your 25 years.